Good evening, Nina.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
How's it going over there?
It's going well. It feels good. It's a beautiful day. Nice change of season and had a strong day of sessions. So, yeah, I'm fully charged. How about you?
Definitely fully charged. I'm loving the coolness that is happening and all the rain that we're getting. Definitely feels refreshing and energizing.
Yes, it sure does. It's beautiful to feel the seasons changing. I'm sure it is everywhere, but it just feels especially nice where we are because it's very noticeable. So yeah, you could feel kind of the approaching of the new portal, and yet we're still in that fall equinox. So it's a beautiful, beautiful moment. A lot of energies too that are being stirred up. So it'd be good to pray.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we get started?
Yes.
All right. Inviting you all to just open your hearts here on this good day and slow down your breath. Take a moment to just sink in to this time that we have together, this opportunity of praying, this opportunity of letting go, and inviting everybody to do just that, to really let go. Let go of what you are carrying, what you think you need to work on, what is in the forefront of your mind. And maybe not even able to be in touch with it because you are in connection with fear. So, working to just let that go and get centered in your heart. Feeling your heartbeat, feeling yourself connecting in with Mother Earth. And as you're doing that, just opening up your crown, feeling the illumination of the light of the sun of our Father Creator, and feeling that igniting the sun and the light within you. And as we're doing this, relinquishing any control, relinquishing any holding, any tensions, any fears, being humble enough to let them go into the arms of the divine. Knowing deep in our knowingness and in our being that we are not in control of life, that the thing that created us and the truth of who we are is the thing that is the driver, the informer, the grace, the truth, and the way. So, allowing us to let go of anything that is in opposition to that, anything that is trying to defend that, withdraw from that, be afraid of that, just let go and enter into this domain of the unknown, of the eternal power of Father, Mother God. And calling upon the teachers, angels, archangels, and the masters that work for the higher planes of attunement, asking for your sponsorship for this prayer, for our healing, for the prayers that are spoken and those that are unspoken that we don't even know how to formulate, for the ways in which we have turned in defiance and really tried with all of our might to control our lives, that we are humble enough to let that go and to receive the grace that is the beauty of life and be satiated by the divine. To know that we are not alone, praying for us to really embody this understanding the totality of infinity, the grace of love. And the joy to be restored, the innocence and purity of essence to be restored within our beingness today, because we can. So making this intent and taking this stance that it is our birthright to be reborn once again and again and again and again in the light of truth, in the light of Christ, in the light of love, in the higher kingdoms of divinity. So we pray at this time to be renewed, to be purified by the sanctions of these higher frequencies, and to be blessed and anointed. And perhaps in this illumination, we can see where we are defiant, where we go against the simplicity of truth, and that we have the humility to let that go, to not have to try, to not defend, to not allow the patterns of the smallness of our fears run the show, rather than to let them go and allow the grace of love to come in, to know that we are worthy of love, of truth, of the beauty way, and to operate from this communion with our hearts, with our eternal hearts, with love, with faith, praying at this time that the faith in God is restored within us. And the times where we feel everything is chaotic and things are not going the way we desire them to be, that we can fall into something greater and be held and loved and soothed and reinvigorated in a higher perception. Praying at this time, as we are entering into these times where things seem unclear, that we can let go of the old and step into a new domain, a higher frequency, a higher plane of attunement, higher access of wisdom, so that we can be renewed, reborn, and these new sanctions that we have yet to explore, understanding that we're moving into new dimensional attunements and that we are worthy of that and that we can move in that direction, even if others are not. The more that we do this, the more that we can inherit that kingdom of light, of love, of grace, and spread this with the world. Without expectations, with joy in our heart. And so as this is happening, feeling this reset in all of us, feeling this impregnation of this higher domain, this activation, allow us to stand up taller, brighter, stronger, firmer, and happier. And as we are standing aligned with this higher dimensional attunement, radiating out to all of creation, sharing the illuminating grace and light that we are, without withholding, knowing that this is eternal and we are eternal, and sharing it without expectations, with an outpouring of love. And as we are doing this, allowing us to see, visualize, and know that creation is igniting along with us. As we awaken, so does everything, because there is no other. And so we are grateful for this knowledge, for this wisdom, for this ability to transcend the illusions and to step into higher domain and to be free and liberated in the process. We are grateful for this life, and we pray to share this and spread this beauty with the world. And as we are doing this, there are others in our life that are struggling or that need to come to heart and mind. And without getting stuck in the story, just creating an echo of this invigorating light and love to go in that direction, to restore inspirational faith, healing, beauty, grace, and taking the time to send it in any direction that is being called for. Sponsoring these prayers and lifting up a beloved sister, Melissa Hammond, just asking for a blessing on her heart and her mind, going through the hardship with her brother, William Hammond. And we're just lifting him up and praying for the spirit of clarity to come in to transmute the confusion, any imposter energy, and just bringing in a direct line of grace and light and higher understanding into the sphere of his family, bringing grace to Melissa's mother and father, Colleen and Joseph, and her other brother, Scott, and just asking for divine intervention, for grace and love, sponsoring this prayer, for general support in their lives, for resolution and a breath of fresh air, an embrace from the mother, from the father. Praying for this breath and this embrace in our own lives and any areas that we are needing to be resuscitated, needing to have direction, that we can have clarity and peace and joy. And we're lifting up a special brother this evening, Francis Rico, who just passed away, and just bringing the power of the light of this prayer, the power of God to intercede into his life, to sponsor him in his transition as he just passed away. A beloved soul brother of service on the planet who have given so much to so many. And we pray for those that are left behind that are suffering in your family to have the mother hold them with grace and love, and praying for your soul brother, giving thanks and praise for your goodness and your kindness and your heart for all that you've done for so many, that as you let go, that the light can be even brighter here on the planet as a consequence of all that you have given. And that as you let go, that you can find peace and a beautiful, rightful place with our Father, welcoming you home with the love of the divine holding you. And we love you very much, giving thanks and praise for your life and for all those who go through the loss, that this prayer can echo forward, bringing grace and love and some sort of an understanding of eternal life, some sort of grace that can come in and to soften the hardship of our loss here on the planet and lift us up into higher understanding and peace and acceptance. Praying for strength, for health, for vitality, for beauty. Just taking a silent pause for our silent prayers. giving thanks and praise for this moment, for this breath of life, for all those that are coming across where we walk on this world, that somehow they can be impacted by the grace and love that we have created here this evening with wisdom and truth. And we say these prayers today and always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. O Mateo, Aho Ashe.
Ashe. Thank you, Nina, for reminding us always to let go and get centered within our hearts and our connection to the divine, so we can enter into the domain of the eternal power of our Mother, Father, God that created us in order to embody the understanding and totality of eternity, to operate in this communion between our hearts, love, faith, and God, that we can feel held and loved and be reborn in the newness of the higher dimensions, and recognize our ability to rise up and transform our own lives and share this beauty with the world, to restore inspiration, faith, beauty, and grace in our world.
So beautiful, Ian. Thank you so much. Thank you for the powerful replay and lifting up our prayers. Thank you, honey.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to it all week.
I love hearing that, and I can feel that, the sincerity. And it's really beautiful. What a gift to be part of, and thank you for showing up and being of service to field these prayers that are going out to the world and doing way more than what we realize. Right?
Yeah.
So good. So good. Mm.
So we are rapidly approaching, I was going to say one of my favorite times of year, but the truth is every part of the year is my favorite time of year. Because it's all a different opportunity to praise the Creator and align ourselves to it in different flavors, and it's just so beautiful.
I hear you. I hear you. It's a new opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah. And so this opportunity is, we're going to talk about it in a class coming up here on October 30th. Beyond the Veil, Ancestral Healing and Connection, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. We are rapidly approaching the midpoint between the fall equinox and the winter solstice, which marks a sacred point on the medicine wheel. Ancient wisdom explains that during this particular time, the veil between worlds is the most thin, and therefore provides us with the great opportunity to communicate and deepen our connection to our ancestors and spiritual guides, as well as access ancestral healing.
Yes, powerful portal. We're going to go to new heights with our spiritual guides and with our ancestors for our healing and for deeper connection. So inviting you all to join us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close our group here?
Just, you know, I've been really inspired all day about mentorship and just really, really enjoying this group. And, you know, what a gift to be able to be with a group of individuals that are wanting to have self-reflection and grow in their own power of knowing the truth to bring that to the world. So I'm just honored and enjoying this mentorship portal, and just wanted to say that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a couple people where I work that are in the program, and so I get to hear about it pretty regularly, and
awesome.
It's so great. And I'm excited with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it helps you to revisit your and reflect to you where you're at. And it's just like this huge ricocheting sacred wisdom that's going out in the world, and people are really just evolving and taking the work seriously. It's really inspiring, really
That's awesome.
inspiring. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for coming.
Yes, thank you, beautiful soldiers. Prayer soldiers, we love you.
May you go in peace.
Good night.